Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
Let's start here with Cut 10, though, because I wanted to get back into the Kash Patel thing, because he said something interesting about Fauci's COVID-era phones.
Oh.
I don't know if you guys saw this. This is Cut 10.
It's the booster burner.
His COVID-era phones and devices were just found after years of stonewalling. Let's roll this.
I mean, we just had a great breakthrough this week on Fauci. So Senator Rand Paul, Senator Kennedy, and I hate naming names because I always forget people, are doing a great job with us on COVID origins. And we've got multiple investigations open on that. But they had always been looking for Fauci's original phone and – or not original, but phones and devices he used while he was Fauci back in Trump 1 during COVID. And nobody had found it till 2 days ago.
Really?
Yeah. Now, look, really? Your audience and everybody listening to it shouldn't jump to the conclusion. Everything's in there. We'll look at it. We'll pull it. We'll rip it, as we say. And maybe it's deleted. Maybe it's not. But at least we found it. And at least now we can tell the American people we've been looking, because it is of public importance to figure out, did that guy lie? Did he intentionally mislead the world and cause countless deaths? We owe those answers to the American people.
Yeah.
And the best evidence ever is always the people's evidence who created it. And so now we're going to go and exploit those hard drives. But I think a victory for the American people that we broke with Congress is that we did find it. We're not done. We're still looking. And we're on.
So Cash,
and the answer will be there's nothing there. Right?
It's
more of the same tease.
Yes. Yeah. You're 100% correct.
That's just another tease that'll get more clicks on Rogan podcast, you know, on social media, and nothing will ever come of it.
Yeah. Cash is going to rip Fauci's phone while Rogan's ripping a blunt right in front of Cash. My goodness. I mean, look, I've said it 1,000 times. I believe Fauci perjured himself 4 or 5, maybe 6, a half dozen times. But again, this notion of – they always see it on Twitter too, right? Prosecute Fauci. Prosecute Fauci. It's never going to happen. Never going to happen. First of all, he's 80 – what is he, 84 now? By the time anybody actually had the temerity to go with it or any sort of evidence to rise to a level of filing a criminal or whatever type of – litigation process, the guy's going to be dead.
Another big story over the weekend that kind of got third page news was Pam Bondi announcing Kilmer Abrego Garcia has landed in the United States to face justice.
Maryland man, Greg.
This is 14, Phil Roldis.
Abrego Garcia has landed in the United States to face justice. On May 21st, a grand jury in the Middle District of Tennessee returned a sealed indictment charging Abrego Garcia with alien smuggling and conspiracy to commit alien smuggling in violation of Title 8 U.S.C. 1324. We want to thank President Bukele for agreeing to return Abrego Garcia to the United States. Our government presented El Salvador with an arrest warrant, and they agreed to return him to our country.
Can I ask you guys a question? In all seriousness, like, if he committed all these, like, why do we need for him to face justice here?
Well, they're going to prosecute him one more time. There's, according to the indictment that I'm reading, more than 100 trips that he made where he was transporting undocumented immigrants between Texas and Maryland.
Since 2020.
Yep. Allegedly abused undocumented immigrant women and solicited nude photographs and videos from a minor.
So
they're going to paint him as no longer defendable. He'll be convicted easily. He'll be shipped out. And Van Hollen's going to look like an idiot.
You think he'll be... Wait. He's going to be shipped out after he's convicted?
Yes, so he's going to be sent back to El Salvador.
El Salvador wants him. But it sounds like... Remember when they said that he was, quote-unquote, mistakenly sent out?
Yeah.
I think part of that, quote-unquote, mistake was that this went to a grand jury who reviewed all of this evidence, 5 years of evidence.
Yep.
They were in the process of reviewing that. He's shipped out. Quite frankly, he might have been better off to stay where he was.
True.
Because now he is, because remember there was that back and forth, well, he's not convicted of anything. Now you have a grand jury indictment. He goes to court this Friday. They want to put him, you know, on trial for all of these alleged crimes, and that's why they're saying they wanted him back to face this grand jury report that just came out in late May.
Yep.
So now at this point, he may go back to his home country, but it may very well be with a conviction of these things, including the human trafficking. Like Nick said, I mean, more than 100 counts
What if he's not found guilty?
Okay.
Is he still going to be sent back, or is he here then?
I don't think
then he's a Maryland man again.
I don't think I do not think he will be a free citizen in the United States ever again.
Okay, well his lawyer
not in the foreseeable future.
His lawyer says something different.
His lawyer, yeah.
I would hope his lawyer would say something different. That's his job to say something different.
Yeah, I mean he's got
so we're spending all this taxpayer money to basically prove that they were right all along.
Well, allegedly
right? that he's a creep.
Well, I don't know why do we need him back here then?
I agree.
Like just you know let the El Salvadorians deal with him and be the end of it. Like
I don't know where they're going to keep him, but if word gets around in whatever facility he's being held
in Tennessee, he's being held.
Oh, in Tennessee?
Yeah, and then he'll be processed. He'll face more of this or be another court proceeding this Friday 10 o'clock in the morning.
You know, if any of the inmates find out he was doing some illegal stuff with minors,
they might take care of business.
Prison
themselves.
System has a way of dealing out their own justice.
Yeah.
But, you know, to all the people who said that, oh, if somebody's an illegal, they don't get due process. Now, do they get as much, do they have the same rights as a U.S. born citizen? No. But there is a process. And so everybody gets due process, even if you're here illegally, even if you are an accused criminal. And so I think to this point, they're following that process.
I'm all processed out, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But it was this administration. It was like, he's never coming back. He's never coming back. He's never coming back. And all of a sudden, they're like, well, he's coming back. But he's going to face justice. It's just leave him over there. Who cares?
Oh, the bright side, he's in Tennessee. Maybe Sean Farish will pay him a visit.
All right. It is 9:10.
Kale and Company Fight Club.
You're looking for a fight.
I am looking for a fight.
Fights will go on as long as they have to.
We know fights equal rating.
You got knocked the f*** out, man.
Sorry about that.
I like that. A little double Chris Tucker.
Double Chris Tucker from Friday. All right. Fight Club on this Monday is sponsored by Tri-County Auto Group. 3 locations. 1 priority you. Visit tricounty.com because you know what? Tri-County ponied up because they know fights equal ratings. Okay, I take you to a strip mall parking lot in San Antonio, Texas.
Is this Greg Popovich?
Boy, there's a lot happening here. There's butt cheeks.
Uh-oh.
There's fighting. YouTube.com/@1210WPHD if you want to see this.
Oh, we got a couple of white broads going at it today.
I hope it's blurred out.
I'm not sure. Yeah, there's a lot going on in this. I believe Bill in Montgomery County, I think he's the one that submitted this. I could be wrong. So Bill, I'm sorry if it's not you. Because he knows fights equal ratings as well. All right, let's roll Fight Club on this Monday. I don't think. Hair pull, the weave's done. Another weave.
We got white.
Is there
chicks.
A strip club nearby? This looks like a shift change or something.
But there's a plasma donation center. So that always attracts high end clientele.
The wig came off,
yeah.
Oh my.
Yeah. These are the white chicks going wig.
I'd say the women just go for the hair, don't they? That's the move.
If you notice a theme here, I do like women fighting.
You love cat fights.
You do. You like,
Joey Styles back in the ECW days.
Nobody knows what that means.
Cat fight!
Scissor hold.
There's the scissor.
She's scissoring.
That's the stencil and scissor.
Woo!
Somebody's holding the wig right there.
Yeah.
At least she did have a bikini wax.
Well, I was going to say.
Toes are done.
I was going to say, she's bleeding from her area or something. I don't know.
Is this a Britney Spears concert?
Does she have pasties on?
Harry is correct. This does look like some sort of a shift change.
Yeah.
It's a shift change at the strip joint.
Harry knows his strip joints.
Yeah.
Wow. Now, does the person who submitted this get a prize? Because this is pretty good.
No. There's no prize. It's just for being named on the highly rated Fight Club segment. That's the only prize you get.
Okay.
But no, I think this is a good one. This is a good way to start out the week.
I agree. That's a strong showing. That's an 8.5.
Yeah, that is a good one. Thank you, Tri-County.
I'm sensing a theme, though.
Stalker loves Stalker loves his broad tussles.
Listen, Harry, I just put them out there. You can jump to your own conclusions.
Yeah, do you analyze all these films over the weekend?
I always pick, as I am sitting there in my man cave compiling 18 pages worth of cut sheets, because I'm the only program director that does this level of prep.
Yes.
I find the best ones, and this one this one was the best one. Ed Durr over the weekend sent me like 16, so I'm gonna have to comb through those over the weekend.
We are now taking submissions for Halloween.
Yeah.
Can I play 43 here? This is Greta Thunberg.
Oh yeah, I heard this.
Has she given up on her climate grift?
Well, no. She was.
She's kidnapped.
Yeah, she's been kidnapped. Now she says we've been kidnapped in international waters by the Israeli occupational force. She was going to. She was going to the Gaza Strip, right? Like, right, Dawn?
For humanitarian aid. Allegedly.
And she just thought that she would arrive safely?
But they were on
were
some,
all warned.
They were on some boat, right?
Like, yes.
Like a raft or something?
And they were warned, if you show up,
yep.
We will intercept you because you're not allowed.
Mm.
And they were warned, but they went anyway.
Is she, right. How do I put this without, I'm just speculating.
Mentally disabled?
Yeah.
She's on the spectrum.
I've wondered if she has something.
No, her parents.
Yeah, she's on the spectrum somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
Harry's
some
right. Her parents said that.
Okay. Just wanted to, because, she does this.
She's on the tism spectrum.
This wacky S word, and it's just, I don't know. I just assume that she,
We're going to get Greta and Elon together.
All right, Greta, roll this.
My name is Greta Thunberg, and I am from Sweden. If you see this video, we have been intercepted and kidnapped in international waters by the Israeli occupational forces or forces that support Israel. I urge all my friends, family, and comrades to put pressure on the Swedish government to release me and the others as soon as possible.
Okay, so bad decision, intercepted, feels like a perfect time for Meryl.
That is
looked like a victim.
Stupid.
Yeah. She's a victim now.
Yes.
And she's calling on all her comrades. I like that at the end there. You know what that means?
So she's done the Palestine pivot is basically what she's doing.
Yeah. Exactly.
The climate gig dried up, and now it's for Gaza and humanitarian rights.
Yep.
Okay.
Bret Baier was somewhere over the weekend, and he decided that he was going to rap.
By the way,
he does this rapper's delight thing.
This
thing.
Tremendous respect for Bret Baier.
Really?
He has gone way up the rankings after this video.
Because of this?
Never thought this guy. And two things with Bret Baier. I think he's very good in a straight news role. Mm-hmm. He's also incredibly boring.
Oh yeah, BPO brings up a great point. We didn't vote. We didn't vote on the.
Well, I said that on the air Friday. You said we would carry it over to the.
Oh, I forgot.
We'll do it tomorrow.
We're not here tomorrow.
We'll do it Wednesday.
That's right.
How about we do a double dip? We'll do both on Friday.
Okay, yeah.
2 weeks of winners.
Yes, this Friday. This Friday, we will do 2 weeks of winners. Should we try Okay, yeah. 2 weeks of winners we'll do this Friday. But thank you for reminding me. Phil, please note that. All right, Bret Baier going viral for rapping. Roll this.
Hip and a hip, hip a hop, you don't stop. A rocket to the bang, bang, boogie. So up jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie to beat. Scoop out, Scooby-Doo, that's right. America, we love you. And we rock and roll to the summer sun. We can rock to 101 years old. I don't mean to brag, I don't mean to boast.
No, Brad.
I like hot butter on my breakfast toast. Rock it out, baby bubble. Baby bubble to the boogity bang bang. The boogie to the beat. Beat so unique. Come on, everybody, dance your beat. Walk on late, a dark afternoon. Reporter stopped before an interview. She said she's her story, so she's her page.
This is so cringe.
This is actually really good.
No, this is cringe.
What is that, Rapper's Delight?
Yeah.
What is that?
Sugar Hill Gang, 1979. Yeah.
Is it 79?
Yeah, dude. This is.
Wow,
this is,
I thought it was like early 80s.
No, this is literally the first rap song.
Okay.
Got some good moves here. The legs are in coordination.
Yeah.
I've heard he's a very good golfer.
Yeah, he loves golf. I want to hit something.
I didn't know Bret Baier had that in his wheelhouse. I didn't know that was in his playbook.
He's done it before. We've played it. He did it at a Fox News Christmas party or something.
Yeah, but Usually he just does like a, like, you know, like 45 seconds.
He did the entire thing.
And so that's where.
Did a whole playlist.
Yeah, I would just 45 seconds, just boom, and then just go. Oh.
That's enough.
And then praise the band. Hey, thanks, guys. You know, and get off the stage.
Who knew that Brett Baer would make today in music history?
Just rolling through a bunch of stuff we didn't get to because I want to get to an ABC reporter talking about the LA riots in 1 second. But Kathy Griffin was on the Don Lemon show.
Oh, this, well, what a dream! What a dream pairing this
wow.
is. Jeez,
the Don Lemon show.
That sounds like a residency in Vegas waiting to happen.
Can't wait for Joy Reid to book Keith Olbermann on her YouTube show.
She is alleging, and I was told that we're not allowed to talk about this, and we can be arrested, we can be brought up on charges, there can be defamation suits if we bring up. Even sniff at a rigged election. Well, she brings up the fact that that the 2024 election may have been rigged. Roll this.
You got to get that out there amongst the people to figure out what is going on.
The Don Lemon Show.
A tinfoil hat moment.
Uh oh.
I'm sorry.
Are you ready for a tinfoil hat moment?
Yes.
High production value.
I'm just going to be bold and say this.
He puts up his ear.
You know, you can take issue with this all you want. I do not think he won in a free and fair election.
Dominion!
How do you like that, lefties? Yeah, I said it. I'm Kathy Griffin, and I do not think Trump won in a free and fair election. I believe there was tampering. I don't know. I don't know if it was the Elon connection. I don't know if it was just a few good old boys in the South who didn't do the, you know, I mean, what they accuse us of, if you remember Ruby Freeman and Shea Moss, what they tend to accuse us of is what we find out they themselves did.
No, that's the other way around.
And people are going to say I'm crazy.
Is that really Kathy
but
Griffin?
I've been called crazy.
Yeah, I know.
You're that or Peg Bundy.
Looks like Mick Jagger in a wig.
My gut is telling me that something was up with that.
You're not far off. I won't say that I disagree with you.
Oh, Lemon won't say he disagrees. Two election deniers, lock them up.
Mm. Oh, boy. You know, how do you arrive at the conclusion on your three-day-a-week YouTube show? Hey, let's book Kathy Griffin. Does she still have the Trump headless head?
Dawn's right, though. I mean, she looks...
I thought it was a guy. I thought you were playing us.
Can I play? I don't want to be mean. Did she go through like some sort of issue where she had like some sort of disease
I don't know.
Like was she like ill for a while? I don't know.
I don't know.
Mentally, but
cancer?
Yes, I think.
I don't know.
I could be wrong.
Yeah,
but I don't know.
I'll do a quick search.
Well, in that case, she looks great.
All right, one more. This ABC reporter, this is 47, Phil, talking about the LA riots, and this is ABC 7 with a picture, a video footage of a car on fire. you have to hear how he describes this car being set on fire. Roll this.
Large group of people, it could turn very volatile if you move law enforcement in there in the wrong way and turn what is just a bunch of people having fun watching cars burn into a massive confrontation and altercation between officers and demonstrators.
People just having fun watching
cars
burn.
Yeah. Yeah. Just having fun. You know, I used to go down to the shore for the weekend, have some fun, you know, torch some cars.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's normal. We've seen people torch Teslas.
All the MAGA people love it when it happens in turn three, right?
Turn three.
And basically, she did have lung cancer, apparently. She was diagnosed, Griffin was, back in 2021.
Thank you.
August.
Thank you.
Yeah.
She had part of her left lung removed.
Thank you.
That's amazing she survived.
One day, Greg will be wrong about something, but I am lax to find that day.
Oh boy, here we go.
I love sticking people. By the way, Manrico on the YouTube chat wants to know if Harry can have his U.S. Open picks before he leaves.
Hey!
Oh wow! A pick to win. I'm going to go with Xander Schauffele.
Okay.
Because everybody's going to take Scheffler.
Oh,
yeah.
We love Scotty.
Yeah, I do too.
Nick?
Going Xander.
I'm taking Scheffler.
Going Xander Schauffele. Scott. Yeah. Dawn's going Scheffler.
I know nothing about golf, so I'm not going to pick anything. Yeah.
I wasn't prepared to make my picks until Tuesday, but that's when I go into
you
the
might
lab.
Have to do that on live Twitter, like a live X feed right. or
way,
something.
There's
yeah,
a great series called Stick with Owen Wilson, but Greg Stocker, you're not allowed to watch it, but it's excellent.
Why am I not allowed to watch it?
Because it's like it involved. Like I don't want to be a spoiler, but just don't watch it.
I've been.
You'll cry.
I've been. Compared to
I can't
Owen.
Stand him as an actor.
I've been compared to Owen Wilson.
He's really good.
Owen Wilson.
But that's why I'm saying it.
I kind of like Bryson DeChambeau a little bit.
Okay.
Really? All not right. Scotty?
Well, I love Scotty every week.
Right. Yeah.
It's hard not to love the GOAT.
All right. That's what we got here.
All right.
We'll have more, but I know Harry has to go.
All right, Harry. Go do your thing, man. Thank you, buddy.
All right. You got it. Have a great week, people.
There he is.
Have a great week.
Harry Mays with us. We will come back, get a big three. We'll get some more clips. We've got the movies. We've got the music. Dawn's preview. And also, for Father's Day weekend, a very nice gift card coming up for our morning mystery movie clip winner.
$9.50.
Yes, indeed. We're back after this. Stay right there.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
That's right. It's the activity sweeping the nation, burning cars for fun. In California, under the sun, they call it felonies for fun. Kale and Company, as we continue live on this Monday morning, might weave in another clip or two before we get out of here. But right now, let's get caught up in the world of news. 9:30 on the dot. Big three with Dawn Stensland.
It's the Big 3 and 9 on Kale and Company.
Sponsored by First Harvest Credit Union this morning, BTW, the S&P 500 set to rise above the 6,000 mark as investors await the outcome between the U.S.-China trade talks beginning in London. So things looking up as the Dow, the S&P 500 is rising this morning. A lot of financial news, economic news, so we'll watch for that. Speaking of which, Warner Brothers Discovery, they are splitting. And so we'll see how much cable TV has declined. We talk about that all the time. Another media split that is breaking news this morning. We've also been talking about we're learning more as far as the disclosure of records and this grand jury indictment with regard to the accused MS-13 gangbanger, Kilmer Albrego Garcia, as he's in a Tennessee jail right now awaiting a full indictment, so we'll learn even more at the end of this week on Friday the 13th. But what they're alleging about him as he returned to U.S. soil from El Salvador is that he'll face charges of trafficking thousands of illegal immigrants. His full-time job, they said, for many years, that from that grand jury report, including smuggling humans, children, and women. So we don't have reaction from those Democrat lawmakers today, at least, who have supported him as they get the deets on this. But full arraignment this June the 13th. And as we've said, his defense team, he has a team of defense attorneys. No word on who pays them, but his defense team says they will defend him vigorously against the book that has been thrown at him.
I'm sure Chris Van Hollen is funding the his defense bills, probably, right? I mean, he loves them. He has margaritas with them. They go get quesadillas. They get all kinds of goodies together. They're besties.
Yeah, besties. And this as here in Philadelphia, as we're on the eve of primary day with the big primary election, one of only two gubernatorial primaries in the nation. That's tomorrow. For those 11 candidates, Democrats and Republicans, as New Jersey voters go to the polls. But we also are getting word as this quiet Morristown, South Jersey community, Burlington County, we expect from those prosecutors to hear more about this underage juvenile who they say is responsible for these IEDs found in two different homes in a quiet community in the burbs of Burlington County. So we're awaiting that information here on your Big Three. And we are sponsored by First Harvest Credit Union. Unlock your savings potential with a First Harvest Credit Union Gross Savings Account. Earn as high as 3.2% annual percentage yield. FirstHarvestCU.com/gross savings for details. Membership restrictions apply. Insured by NCUA. Thank you, First Harvest Credit Union, for sponsoring Big Three.
All right. Since Dawn mentioned the S&P 500, and last segment she mentioned Scottie Scheffler to win the U.S. Open this week, just wanted to pass this along. Golf Digest tweeted this on Friday. I retweeted this. The rate of return on the S&P 500 since 2021-2022 compared to the rate of return on betting on Scottie Scheffler in every tournament he plays to win. You want to talk about a safe bet? If you have been involved with S&P 500 index funds since 2021, your return over the last 4+ years is 35.44%. Now, if you would have bet Scottie Scheffler to win every golf tournament he has played in the same time frame, your return is 65.88%.
Wow.
Scottie Scheffler is almost twice as good of an investment as anything you can do on the S&P 500 index.
Are you saying that, Nick Kale?
I am not giving financial advice.
Is this an audience of one? Are you telling your wife this? You know, so it's like,
honey, daddy's loading up for Father's Day on old Scotty, and we're going to get ourselves a new yacht.
We could invest in stocks, or Nick could just bet on golf.
On Scottie Scheffler.
Yeah.
I'm just going to bet Scottie Scheffler to win every tournament he plays.
Yep.
And in the long run, I will win 65% of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And oh, by the way, I'll make a couple of $100 on a $100 wager because it's always plus money. There's your economic news.
Which is why the rich always get richer, because they can afford to place all those bets and they can afford to ride out the stock market.
Exactly.
By the way, speaking of sports, UFC 316 was over the weekend in Newark, New Jersey. Did you watch, Nick Kale?
You know, I've never paid for a UFC pay-per-view. I've never attended one in person. But if I know 47 is going and I have the means to go next time they're local, I need to see this in person just one time.
It was the big bantamweight title fight championship.
Did you watch? You're a big UFC guy.
Of course. Of course. I watched both that and Money in the Bank, so you can't even say that I didn't do either. I watched both.
I watched the fake one.
Rob D. Wallace Willie defeated, what's his name? Scotty. Speaking of
Scottie Scheffler.
Not Scottie Scheffler. But Trump was there. Roll this. He loves to do these entrances. Dana White.
This is one of the most badass things. I never get tired of seeing this.
His own entrance music.
Everybody putting their hand out trying to get a high five.
It's
phone. Look at the phones. This is like, you know, it's like The Undertaker coming out.
I mean, he kind of stole The Undertaker's music.
He did. He stole Kid Rock. Prudential Center. Look at this. The president. Man, that guy gets a shake. Where do you see the guy in the pink suit coming up? Here it comes. Oh, Iron Mike Tyson.
Wow, of course.
The pink shirt, a little pink raspberry.
Standing next to Elena Hava, by the way.
Was that Hava? I didn't even recognize her.
Yeah.
I was so caught up in Iron Mike.
Yeah, if I'm Elena standing next to Mike Tyson, I might be a little skeptical.
Well, yeah. Yeah, Tyson might bite you or do something else.
By the way, UFC champ, bantamweight champ, Rob D. Wallace Willie, who was the champion, he came over and greeted Trump.
Very cool.
Roll this.
There is she. I voted for you, he said.
he's Russian, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, he's Russian.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. The Democrats might have their new Russian collusion hoax. Uh-oh. So is this guy the defending champ, or did he win the belt?
No, he's the defending champ.
Okay, so he retained
it? Actually, like, he's won, like, 13 bouts in a row or something like that. He's a bantamweight.
We're going to bring him into L.A. and start mopping up these rioters with this guy. He'll wipe out a few people.
You know bantamweight, don't you, Nick?
What is that? I'm going to guess, looking at his body. 150?
No, it's like 126 to 135.
Oh, how is that even
healthy? A little guy.
Yeah.
126?
Well, it's one right below flyweight, which is the lightest one, and that's like up to 125 pounds.
I haven't qualified for that weight class since I was 8.
Yeah, it's flyweight, bantamweight, featherweight, lightweight.
Light middleweight.
Welterweight, I think.
Welterweight, middleweight, heavy, super heavyweight.
Middleweight, light heavyweight, and then heavyweight. I think those are all the ones.
Too many weight classes?
It's a lot. Yeah,
it does seem like a lot.
It's a lot. But
I always felt that with boxing, too.
Yeah. It's the heavyweights are always, you know, the better ones. But
yeah.
By the way, Kayla Harrison defeated Juliana Pena, too. So they do the female.
I'll tell you what we should do. I'm guessing there's other people in this audience that like UFC. Next time they're around, if we can get some tickets as a station, we got to do a Kale and Company UFC experience.
They're hard tickets to get, bro.
We did WWE my first week here.
I remember. That was kind of like my welcome in package.
Yeah. Give me a welcome out package.
All right, Don, talk to us about Piazza.
Yes, we got to talk about our friends because I'm broadcasting, as we all are broadcasting, from our Piazza Auto Group and Piazza Premium Automobile Studios. You got to level up the fun this summer in a new Civic Hybrid sedan or maybe a hatchback from my friends at Piazza Honda. The Civic Hybrid receiving the honor of being named the 2025 North American Car of the Year with an impressive 50 city or 47 highway MPG rating. The sporty Civic sedan now comes with the efficiency and excitement of hybrid performance. Just visit them, Piazza Honda of Philadelphia, Langhorne, Pottstown, Reading, or Springfield. Or you can browse more than 200 hybrid vehicles online, PiazzaHonda.com, PIAZZA, PiazzaHonda.com. Tell them Dawn sent you.
Start your day with Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.